Hey everybody. It is a cold, rainy, gloomy Sunday. I'm freezing, so I'm wrapped in a blanket. Because I can't have the heater on while I record. Otherwise, in the background, there will be a lot of noise. Is the new Patreon update bothering anyone else? I haven't noticed much of a difference, except for any time I click on a notification about an audio. So like if someone commented on one of my posts, if I click on it, it immediately starts playing the audio, which is so annoying because I can't check my notifications when I'm in like public places anymore. Because that happened, and it just started playing my voice. And I was, like, in a restaurant, and I had to very quickly turn down my volume. So I guess I can check my notifications if I have the volume down. But it's still, I don't know, sometimes my phone, the volume button can be kind of wacky on it, so I'm just hesitant to check Patreon in public places. So be wary of that. There have been a lot of thunderstorms lately. It's been really cool. I actually love thunderstorms. It also hailed. The storm was so intense. I had this really cute strawberry planter, but it broke during the storm, and I'm so sad about it. And I tried to replace it, but they don't have it in stock anymore. Oh my gosh, there was, in the middle of the storm, my new place has a pool, and the storm was so bad that furniture was floating around in the pool, and if I went outside, I had to, like, fight against the wind to walk forward. That's how bad the storm was. Anyway, I see the vegetable man in the hot tub just chilling during the storm. Isn't that crazy? For anyone who doesn't know, a couple rambles ago, I talked about this guy who lives in my apartment building who has a very interesting fashion sense. He wears a yellow bow tie, white gloves, and he carries around a parasol. And there's some other stuff that makes him really fascinating to me. He's like a celebrity in my eyes. But yeah, I see him in the hot tub. It felt like, isn't there a scene in Inception where everything around them is like falling apart, but they're just chilling at the dinner table? I don't think I've ever actually seen Inception, but I know of that scene, I think. It felt like that. So speaking of Vegetable Man, I spoke to him, and he's actually really chill, and I don't think he remembers flipping off my friend. If he did, now I'm starting to question if he actually did. Maybe we imagined it, because he doesn't seem like he would. But yeah, every time I see him, I get so excited. He's like a celebrity now to me. I love my neighbors. My neighbors are so nice. One time I was getting back from an errand, and a bunch of my neighbors happened to all be in the hallway. So it was like a little party, and everyone introduced themselves, those who didn't already know each other. And this one guy, he's really, really nice. He wanted to take like a group photo, and one of my other neighbors, who, she must be like in her 40s, I think. She has a couple of daughters. She is like the most fabulous person I've ever met. She's so cool. 'Cause he was taking the photo and he was like, come on, get in the picture, to her. And she was like, oh no, I don't want to be in a photo right now. And he was like, no, come on, get in the picture. And she said, well, I won't be doing that, love, but have a wonderful day. And she was so nice about it, but also so cool. She has the most fabulous aura. I strive to be like her. It was my birthday about a week ago. It was really nice. I had a picnic and I went out to dinner. It was just really mellow and chill, which is how I like it. I got a bunch of bath stuff as a birthday gift because I love bubble baths. So, on my birthday, I took a very long, very relaxing bubble bath with like bath oils, bath bombs, bath salts, everything that you can imagine. It was the most glorious bubble bath I've ever had. I'm really excited for some of the movies coming out soon. I'm excited for The Devil Wears Prada. I also want to see Animal Farm. Oh, guess what? I saw Project Hail Mary because so many of you were telling me to, and it was really good. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not super into space movies, so I had a hard time getting really invested until towards the end when stuff really started happening. I cried when, sorry, spoiler, when it seemed like Rocky was dead, because for whatever reason, Rocky reminded me of my dog, and so I felt like I was watching my dog die. I've never really had an experience like that, but I usually don't cry during movies, but, and then, yeah, oh, that was stressful. It was really playing with my heartstrings, having it seem like Rocky was gonna die, and then it seemed like Grace was gonna die, and then it seemed like Rocky was gonna die, and then it seemed like Grace did die, and then it turns out everyone survives. I was so relieved that it had a happy ending. Let's see, what else is new? I was supposed to have jury duty a few days ago, but it got canceled. I'm so happy about that. Oh my gosh, recently, a murder was solved in one of the towns I used to live in. When I was living there, a guy was found murdered in the woods, and they just recently solved it and arrested the guy that did it. There was a lot of crime there. I'm really glad I don't live there anymore. There was like a couple different human trafficking attempts in the span of like a week. And there was also like a stabbing at the library. Someone got stabbed like 17 times. There was a guy waving a knife at people in front of a store. It was bad. And then in the place I grew up, I've moved around a lot of times, but the place that I grew up from the age of like 3 until about 12, that was a really, really bad area. I lived like a block away from the park, so I would go to the park a lot. But, people were melting razor blades into the slides so that when you slide down them, you get horribly cut. There's just stuff like that happening all the time. It was, and when I lived there, I knew a family whose parents were murdered This was like when I was like 7, so I only found out about it later because my parents didn't want me to know. But yeah, and they still haven't solved that one. My gosh, it is a scary, scary world. Sorry, this ramble turned into like a crime podcast or something. On a happier note, my puppy got spayed a few days ago, and she's recovering really well. She, should be all recovered from knee surgery, but her kneecap still is loose. So, I was talking to the vet about it, and the vet thinks that she might need surgery again on that leg. But then she told me to contact the surgeon, and so I did, and he says that it's completely normal for the kneecap to still be loose 8 weeks after surgery, and that once she builds back muscle, it won't be so loose, and that the most important thing is that it isn't causing her pain, and it's not, so I think I'll go with his opinion since he's the one who did the surgery. But, at her appointment to get spayed, they were talking about her knees, and the vet started moving the knee around and bending it, and, I talked to the surgeon right after, and he said that they should not be messing around with her kneecap right now. So, I had to ask them not to do that, and, yeah, that was a stressful situation, and I really hope that in messing around with her kneecap, they didn't delay the healing process. She seems okay. She doesn't seem to be in any pain with her knee, so I think she's okay. But yeah, anyway, I'm so excited for her to be all recovered, and I think, or I hope, all the surgeries are done, finally. Anyway, I think that pretty much covers everything new with me. Thank you for listening to me ramble, and I will see you guys really soon. Bye. Mwah.